Monday, January 4th, 2010. I thought I'd give you some nice, mellow music to tune into. Hope you're having a great day. This is the Mr. Destiny Radio Show. I am Robert Lee Camp, the author of Cards of Your Destiny and Love Cards. And we're live here every Monday night. We have a nice little topic for tonight. And we have your participation, your calls, which makes the show magical. This is my Magic Monday. So, how many of you gone to the movies lately and seen some of these awesome movies we have lately? It's pretty amazing time of the year. And now I think we're going to have another spurt of movies sometime in May of this year. Some more good ones coming in, like Iron Man. Well, if you're a sci-fi guy like me. Anyway, for those of you new to the show, I am the author of The Cards of Your Destiny and Love Cards. It's an ancient system where you can find out more about yourself, your personality, your issues in life, your strengths, your weaknesses, what you're here to learn, what you're here to do in the area of life, relationships, work, health. And you can also find out what's going on in your life at this particular time in your life, what's coming up in the future. You can even check it because this system has a record of your whole life. So you can look in your past and see if it is accurate or not, which I invite people to do. I think it's a good thing to test anything. Instead of just believing in something that you might encounter, just test it. So today is a very powerful day because not only is it a Capricorn day, but it's also a 10 of Spades day, which is kind of like a triple of the same energy. People born today would be the Ten of Spades and Seven of Diamonds. And anybody born today is going to be extremely work-oriented, though also family-oriented too. But this is a super success, a work kind of a birthday. And we have people like, let's see here, Julia Ormond was born today, the actress. Michael Stipe from REM, Dave Foley, actor Dave Foley, singer Patti Loveless. We have, let's see, actress Diane Cannon, coach Don Shula, actress Barbara Rush, now she's quite old, comedian actress Charlene, Spencer Chamberlain of Under Oath, Justin Towns Earl, the Christian rock singer. People born today are really family-oriented, too, because the Seven of Diamonds is, and the Ten of Spades. Ten of Spades people will go back and forth from being super career to being super family. So you have people who go all career, then they get married, have children, and become extremely family-oriented for a while. Then they go back to their career. Even Paul McCartney, his ruling card is Ten of Spades. So that's a little bit of a lowdown on the card for today. If you're born today, happy birthday. And be sure to call in if you have would like to get a reading about what's coming up for you in this coming year. Let's see, I have a workshop this month for those of you who can make it. It's going to be in Iowa. I've never been to Iowa. I imagine this time of the year it's pretty cold because it's even cold where I used to live in Asheville. My friend Joseph in Asheville, North Carolina, my friend Joseph says it gets down to 9 or 10 degrees at night. That's really unusual, highly unusual for Asheville to get this cold. And I heard people in Chicago and everywhere in the Midwest are really experiencing intense cold. But no matter what, I'm still going to Iowa, Fairfield, Iowa, on January 23rd and 24th to teach a two-day class. It's going to be a lot of fun. We're going to learn a lot. I guarantee you, wherever you are in your knowledge and your ability to use the system, you will come out of that class knowing so much more and having tools you can use to do much better readings for yourself and people, even professional readings if you like, because we're going to get really into it. Because we have a lot of time to get into it, so we might as well. Let's see, any other announcements? I think that's about it, actually. Happy New Year, everybody. I hope you made some resolutions. This is really a new year. I mean, it's very new because it's a 10. So we're going into a new beginning year. And I don't know if you can feel it. I can already feel it, like new stuff. I can feel new energy and promotion of new beginnings. I can feel that, the support of the universe for new beginnings. So I hope you take advantage of this year and really start something new. I think you'll find that things you begin new this year will be very successful. I'm pretty sure they will. So we have a topic every night, and then around a quarter after 7 on the Pacific time, 10 after 7 Eastern time, I mean quarter after 10 Eastern time, we open up the phone lines. We already have one woman who's called in, but there are 4 phone lines total. So if you want to call in early, you're welcome to. Otherwise, you can wait till the break, the first break, and after that, I'll be taking your calls. We have a topic tonight, and the topic is all about your yearly spreads and your 7-year spreads. And the way I want to start this discussion is just to say, the moment we're born, we enter from the spiritual spread in the cards into the life spread. Now, you may not know what the spiritual spread is, or the life spread for that matter, but you will if you read my books a little bit. You'll find references to those in there. But that at that moment of birth, we depart from the spiritual and go into the life spread, and we have been imprinted here on the planet with the karmic pattern that corresponds with that day of our birth. And it's not that the stars and the planets and the cards make us be or do anything. It's that we pick that day, which harmonizes with those energies that supports us to have the experiences that we want to have over the course of our life. In order that we can learn, and we can learn about life in the most beautiful way possible. I mean, I don't think it's even possible for the human mind to really understand that process to any depth. I don't think it's possible for us to really understand the whole process of how beautiful it is for us to choose the day of our birth. I think that would be probably not possible to do. But it's beautiful by reflection, and we can see that the cards in astrology do reflect us. I mean, you can give me the birthday of a baby who has just been born, and I can tell you many things that their parents don't even know about them yet, and that they may not know about themselves until they're much older. Things that will definitely come to pass. It's just amazing. I find astrology and the card system so incredibly interesting. It's how much we can really learn about the life here in the life spread on the planet. So we come into this world on our birthday, our date of birth, the first breath of life, and we enter into a world that's governed by a lot of numeric forces, you might say. The numbers 5, 3, 7, 9, these numbers are sacred numbers and have importance. I mean, you look at the fact that you have 5 fingers on each hand, you have 5 holes in your face, you have 7 holes in your head, you have 9 holes in your body, which these are the sacred numbers. The last visible planet is Saturn. It's the 5th planet. You see? And so it's all connected. All of this is connected up for us. And the yearly spread in the cards is such a beautiful system because the year itself is made up of 7s. There are 7 periods in the year, every year, each that are 52 days long. And 5 and 2 is 7. 52. So you have 7 periods of 7, but really 7 periods of 52. But you have this reoccurring thing about 7s. And in the card system, the year is divided up into 7 periods, each named after one of the planets: Mercury, Venus, Mars, Jupiter, Saturn, and Uranus. So we have this beautiful 7 pattern that evolves from the moment of our birth. But what you may not know is that this life spread that you have which is that you can find in the book by looking at age 90, or you can look at age 0 in the Cards Your Destiny book, or there's a life spread in the Love Cards book in your chapter. These cards in your life spread also govern the first 7 years of your life, and the first 7 days of your life, and perhaps even the first 7 minutes or the first 7 hours. But I think it's more like the first 7 days of your life. So that Mercury card in your life spread, which shows up like a long-range card for life if you look at age 90. It's not actually, but if you look at age 0, whatever, it looks like your long-range card. That card governs that first day of your life, the first year of your life, and the first 7 years of your life all at the same time. That one card. It's like a fractal. The whole card system is like a fractal. It just keeps going and going and going. 7 days, 7 years, seven years cycles. 7 weeks even we use. 7 week cycles sometimes. So in your yearly spread, you have 7 periods, each of 52 days long. In a 7 year spread, though, you have 7 periods each that are 1 year long. And we call that card for the year, we call it the long-range card. When you look at your long-range card in your yearly spread, you're looking at one of the years, one of the 7 years in that 7 year spread that you're in right now. So when you're first born, the long-range card for the first year of your life is always your Mercury card in your life spread. The long-range card for the second year of your life, when you're 1 year old, is the Venus card in your life spread. For example, if you were born today, your Mercury card is a 5 of clubs, and your Venus card is a 3 of diamonds. So your long-range card for somebody born today, for this first year, would be the 5 of clubs. Next year would be the 3 of diamonds, and so forth, through those first 7 years of the life spread. So there's a fractal quality to all these cycles that we go through, and there actually are 9-year cycles as well, because 9 is the other mystical number. There are 2 groups of cards in the deck of cards. There's 1 group of 45 cards, which is the main group, and 4 and 5 equals 9. And the other group is a group of 7 cards, which we call the fixed and semi-fixed cards, which is a group of 7. So we have the number 7 and the number 9 interweaved completely through the system. And just as there are 7-year cycles, there are 9-year cycles. We don't really talk about those too much, but they exist. And there are probably 9-week cycles and 9-day cycles as well. But it's sort of like once you have a good 7-day pattern and a 7-year pattern, and you can use that, you don't really need to know all these other patterns, 13-year cycles, 13-year patterns, 13-day cycles. How many can you really use effectively? That's the question that comes into play. But I really do think it would be awesome for you, if you haven't already done so, to get familiar with your 7-year cards. Because, you know, you have a long-range card each year, like whatever your card is. You probably have a vertical long-range card this year as well. Since that long-range card is taken from a spread of 7 cards from 7 periods, there's a direct and vertical card in each of those positions. So there's actually 2 long-range cards for each of your cards. So your birth card has 2 long-range cards, and your ruling card has 2 long-range cards. Now, sometimes in Neptune, you'll see there's no second card. There's only 1 card. And those times, you'll only have 1 long-range card. But you have 6 out of the 7 years where you definitely have 2 long-range cards. Wouldn't you like to know what those other long-range cards are? Well, there's a chapter in the Cards of Your Destiny book that teaches you how to read those, if you're willing to take the time to look it up. It'll give you you'll learn how to look at the direct and vertical long-range card, and also the 7-year long-range card, 7-year Pluto and result card, 7-year environment and displacement card. Oftentimes when I do readings for clients, I look at the 7-year spread, especially when they just began a new one or getting ready to begin a new one, because things change. Things change quite dramatically on these 7-year cycles. So, you know, when you look at the 7-year cycles, the first one starts at age 0, when you're born, and then the next one starts at age 6, I believe it is. waiting for my computer. My this computer is extremely slow for some reason. Looks like it's not going to work too well. But anyway, it goes up to age 6, and then you just add 7 each year. And you have these 7-year cycles. And the fourth year in every cycle, this is very important, the fourth year of every cycle is always a Jupiter year. And Jupiter years are always blessed years. The first Jupiter year happens for you at age 3. And then you can just add 7 to that to get the rest of it. So there'll be one at 10, one at 17, one at 24, one at 31, and so forth. These are your Jupiter years. It's nice to know when those are happening because those are always blessed years. Always blessed years. So that's basically what it is about the yearly spread and the 7-year spread that I would wanted to share with you tonight. If you have any questions about that, feel free to ask me on the show or if you call in. Okay, so we're going to take a short break right now. When we come back, we'll be taking your calls. The lines are all full. But if you hang in there a little while after somebody hangs up, you can call in perhaps and get in. I'm going to play a song that I recorded recently called Flying. And when we come back, we'll be taking your calls. This is Flying. Be right back. And that was Flying, one of the newest songs I've been recording lately. Well, hope to have some more new ones later or sooner. Okay, we're ready to start taking our calls, and our first caller tonight, let's see, her name is, I think you're already there, aren't you, Brenda? Is this Brenda from Phoenix?
Yes, I am.
And your birthday's September 13th, 1948?
Yes.
And have you called before, Brenda?
No, this is my first time. I was referred by my sister, Norma, who speaks very highly of you. So this is my first experience.
Well, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
And what can I do for you this evening? Do you have a question to ask me?
Well, if you could help me out on my life's purpose and my best time to achieve my highest success.
So
I just lost my husband in November, and it's just me now for the last month, and I feel kind of lost, and I think those two things might help me.
Okay. So what has been your life's purpose up till now?
Writing, sharing with others. Participating in panel discussions, and I just started a website called Be Blessed Daily, and mostly inspirational and motivational by nature.
Yeah, so why would you think that you need to know what your life's purpose is when you already have one?
But is that truly my life's purpose? Is it, you know, writing bestsellers, or is it just all of the above, what I've been doing a little of? And I haven't been doing a lot, just dabbling here and there, but I'd like to go full force in that area.
Okay, so what I can tell you is that the influences that you have this year, which began on your birthday in September, the influences this year really support that. They support you perhaps writing a book so you can reach more people. Okay? It's supported, but the catch is you still have to do it.
Yes.
You know, but you can certainly do it, and I think if you put a little effort into it, that you will be very successful very quickly.
Okay.
All right?
All right.
That's what the Book of Destiny says about you for this
year. Okay. All right. Well, thank you.
Yeah, thanks for being my guest, and have a great night, Brenda.
Okay.
All right. Bye-bye. Next up is Norma. This might be her sister because her name's Norma. And Norma is born October 5th, 1954. Are you there, Norma?
Yes, Mr. Camp, it's me.
and was that your sister?
Yes, it was my sister.
Yeah, you guys sound a little bit alike, actually.
We certainly do. We certainly do. I have your books. I have a couple of your books, Cards of Destiny and Love Cards, that I've been going through about the past year or so, I guess.
Great.
But I had a couple of questions tonight regarding the fact that I've been separated from my husband over about 3 years now, and I'd like to know, does the cards actually show that we're going to get the divorce this year?
Well, what are you doing to get the divorce yourself?
Nothing.
Well, no divorce. Any other questions?
Okay, I'm going to leave that alone.
You know, you are not some wimp, okay, Norma?
Yeah.
If you want a divorce will happen.
Okay.
Now, there are influences that support it. And as a matter of fact, if you were to do it this year, it would be very fortunate for you to do it this year. Because it's a very favorable thing in your cards this year. But you still have to do it.
Okay. That makes sense. And being that I am a 4, a diamond, and a Libra, which cards would be the best match for me in a love connection or marriage?
Well, in general, you want to look for people that you have a moon connection with. Okay?
Who would that be?
Well, the five. Okay, I'll give you a list. Okay, the two of spades, the six of clubs.
Okay, it was the two of spades.
Two of spades and six of clubs, and there happens to be a birthday that has both those cards. May 4th is a two of spades and a six of clubs.
I didn't think the two of spades was such a great card.
I don't know what you think about them. They're great people.
Okay.
They're honest and highly intelligent, and they love partnership. They love relationship.
So. Okay, so two of spades and six of clubs. Any other?
Well, there are other ones, nine of hearts and five of diamonds also, but those cards are usually kind of messed up.
Oh, I'm kind of messed up too, Lauren.
All right, then you can get a five of diamonds and have a messed up relationship.
Oh, no, I've had that for 16
I wouldn't want to
years.
Deprive you of that.
16 years already. I don't want another one of those.
Well, then try for the ones I just told you.
Okay.
And there are so many six of club birthdays that, you know, you won't have that much trouble finding one.
But would I look for one that's not in the diamond fan? I mean, not a Libra? Would I look like for another astrological sign as opposed to a Libra?
Really,
six
it really doesn't matter that much, really.
It doesn't?
Okay? No. You want to avoid the... you wouldn't want to be with a Libra six of clubs because their ruling card would be Saturn to you. You don't want that.
Oh,
okay.
I see.
You don't want your Saturn card for a relationship. That wouldn't be much fun. Okay.
I see. So. Okay. Now, the cards were saying something about, well, I've heard you say this about the Karma cards. One of them tells you what your challenges are for this life, and what was it that the other Karma card said?
Well, one is your gift and one is your weakness.
Gift and weakness.
One is your strength and one is your weakness, you know.
And so how do you interpret
yours are both fives. So it's all about freedom versus responsibility for you. It's a big issue for Four of Diamonds people, you know. Can I have my freedom or do I need to always go for security? You understand?
Yeah, I do understand that.
Yeah. So, listen, I'm going to let you go now, Norma, because you've already answered three questions.
Okay, thank you so very much.
Thanks for being my guest tonight.
Have a
nice,
good evening.
Beautiful evening.
Bye now.
Bye-bye. Okay, quickly, we're going to take one more caller before the next break, and this lady is Julia from California somewhere, July 17th, 1958. Are you there, Julia?
Yes, I am here.
And are we surprised that you're a Jack with a name that starts with a J?
well, that's how we roll. JJ.
And your phone really sucks. What kind of phone you're using, but it's really bad.
Are you able to hear me?
Well, barely. That's what I'm saying. Your phone, the phone connection you have is kind of weak. And it doesn't sound, but I can hear you. Go ahead.
Okay. Well, I'm actually wanting to ask you a question about the planetary ruling card. I noticed that when I read the planetary ruling card of people that I know, including myself, it seems to fill in the gaps. There seems to be a lot of substance to being true for that person, including myself. So when I look at my yearly spread, do I consider the yearly spread for that planetary ruling card as well?
Oh yeah, the book tells you that you do a spread for both. You do a spread for the birth card and for the planetary ruling card.
Okay.
And that's all. I mean, unless you're a Leo, I recommend Leos do their personality card. But we don't actually use personality cards anymore. So just do your birth card and your planetary ruling card, and you'll get the whole story about what's going on in your life.
Okay. And is this my Jupiter year?
And because your ruling card is a queen, you know, even though it's not a queen of clubs, it's a queen, your personal stuff and your relationship stuff would be found in your queen of spades spread, okay?
So I should take a look at my queen of spades spread more seriously? Is that what you said?
More for the relationship stuff in your life.
Oh, okay, I see.
Yeah. And your Jupiter year starts on your next birthday.
On my next birthday, okay.
Yeah, you're in a Mars year, right? Age 52 is Jupiter, and it's one of the most, it's the most important year of your life. It's going to be exciting.
It's going to be this next coming birthday.
Yes. Your next coming birthday, okay. Next July.
Okay. Awesome.
All right, Julie, thanks for being my guest. And call again.
Thank you.
Have a great night. Okay. We're going to take another short break here, and I have a song. Hope you enjoy it. Be right back. And that was Transitions. I hope you enjoyed that. Well, we're ready to get back to our calls, and we have quite a few. We'll start out with Linda from Massachusetts. She's staying up late to call us, call in. Her birthday is June the 3rd, 19. Oh, I'm sorry. I take that back. Sorry, I missed Monique. Monique Antoinette, I believe. January 10th, 1967. Are you there, Monique?
I am.
Sorry about that. I looked down too far on my list.
Oh, no, that's quite all right. How are you?
I'm good. Happy New Year.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
So what can I do talking to you about this evening?
Well, I got a birthday coming up in a couple days.
Yes, you do.
And I want to get an overview of what to expect this year.
Well, it could be a really strong career year for you. Are you ambitious?
Very.
Yeah, so this could be a really nice year. You have the Ten of Spades displacement and Pluto. Now, you know, the your Ace of Diamonds card also gets the King of Spades frequently in life. Have you noticed that as a long-range card? You had it at age 41, and you're going to have it again at age 45. So this is an important time for you to really work on your career. Okay? That's the real...
I've actually got two.
You got two? That's fine. Two's... If you can handle two, that's fine. So,
I seem to have managed to devote equal time to them both this year. I had a reading with you back in March, I believe, and at the tail end of the reading you said, oh, yeah, by the way, you came here to write a book, and I was 82 pages in, and I got the book done, and it's currently in the hands of a literary agent, which is great, and I was able to get my dessert company off the ground, and I actually received an award. I made a celebrity designer's top 10 favorites list, I guess thanks to that 10 of hearts there. So it's been an incredible year
Excellent.
For me.
That's fantastic. And this year, it's going to be more of the same. You just have to keep at it, and you have to be... You're going to have to kind of be a little bit overboard about the whole thing, which might cause your relationships to suffer, a bit.
You know, but what? With the Queen of Hearts, with me displacing the Queen of Hearts this year?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I know. I had that happen to me one year, too. But that's going to change, you see, on your birthday. You go to the Ten of Spades. So it's going to shift a lot. There'll still be relationships going on, but your career is going to be the number one thing.
Yay! Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right?
Okay. All right.
Okay.
I'm happy.
Okay. Great hearing from you, Minnie. Have a great
Thank
night.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay, now we're ready to talk to Linda from Massachusetts, whose birthday is June the 3rd, 1950. Are you there, Linda?
I am here. Thank you.
Thanks for being patient.
That's fine.
And have you called before? You don't sound familiar.
I haven't called before. I've had your books for at least 5 years, I think. I'm not sure when I got these books, and every once in a while I go back to them. I'm being an Ace of Spades. I'm sure you know that I've been interested in all kinds of
mm-hmm.
metaphysical phenomena and esoteric philosophy for a long time.
Sure.
And I'm going to be 60 this year, and it's like the same recurring issues of financial restrictions and relationship issues keep coming up for me.
Yes, they do. What did you expect?
I'm getting a little discouraged.
Listen, Ace of Spades have a pretty big pile of relationship stuff. Not usually money things as much, but, it can happen. But money is easy to overcome. It's the relationship stuff that's much more challenging. Okay?
Yeah.
So what I would do if I were you is I would focus in on the money thing first and get that handled. But you have to really work on it. You have to realize there's something you're doing wrong about that.
Well, I've been a massage therapist for the last I'd say 15 years. Before that, I was a hairdresser. And I've just recently, you know, my body is breaking down because I do very deep work. So I've switched over to doing facials and waxing and a little bit of massage, and I'm working in a salon, so it's a whole different environment for me now. I'm making money for other people instead of just for myself. I'm working for someone, and my whole situation has changed, you know?
Okay, and but I'm telling you that even though your whole situation has changed, if you're going to have success in your life, you're going to have to handle the money thing. You said it was an issue.
Yeah.
It's not about the external situation. It's about you. Because once the money thing is handled, it doesn't matter what you do. You just make money at everything you do. Easy. It's not an effort. Okay? So if you want to have this freedom that you would like to have, you need to handle your money thing. Now, see, you're a spade, and spades tend to be so work-oriented that they don't like to look inside themselves all that much. Sometimes it's challenging for them, or they're not comfortable with it, or it's not what they want to do. Do you understand?
Well, I look inside myself, but I don't necessarily like other people looking inside of me. Like, I'm finding that I'm married now to a Jack of Diamonds.
Uh-huh.
His birthday is Feb 14.
Uh-huh.
And I find that, you know, when something comes up, when I'm hurt, instead of talking about the real hurt, I'll talk about some external incident that provoked the hurt.
Now you just shifted from money to your relationships on our conversation. You just changed the subject. Are you aware that you did that?
Yeah, please.
Okay.
You think I should focus on the money thing, huh?
Well, you know, you have so much to do in the relationship area that I don't think you could even start working on that until you get your money thing handled. This is my personal opinion. Of course, you can do whatever you want. This is just my opinion. You know, because I have both, too. I have money issues and relationship issues. It makes it a lot easier to deal with the relationship stuff when you're not worrying about money all the time. Okay?
Yeah.
It takes a lot of energy to deal with the relationship stuff. And you have a bigger pile than most. You have fears of abandonment and betrayal. And you have a tendency to want to control your partner and to dominate them.
Yeah.
You understand? This is what you brought with you to the party this lifetime. Well, that stuff is so big that you're going to need full time to work on that. But then how are you going to live? Okay,
right.
So that's just my suggestion. You can do what you choose. Okay.
I'm in a Saturn phase right now.
You're in your Saturn phase right now. It just started. It's not the worst in the world. What's your boyfriend's birthday? What's his card?
He's a Jack of Diamonds.
What birthday is he?
2/14.
Oh, right. 14. All right. That's right. You told me that. I apologize.
Yeah.
Okay.
Valentine's Day. Six of spades.
Six of spades, ruling card.
Diamond.
Yeah. Yeah. So, I don't know. You know, it doesn't really matter too much what your relationship thing does. Work on the money thing. Get that handled first. And then you'll have more freedom to choose better for relationship.
Well, I'm married. So.
Oh, well. Then enough said. Hush my mouth. Well, listen, Michelle, I'm sorry, Linda, I'm going to let you go, and feel free to call again, okay?
Thank you. Yep.
You're very welcome. Have a pleasant evening.
You too.
Bye-bye. All right, next up is Michelle from L.A., a lot of L.A. people today. She's a Jack of Diamonds herself, January 16th, 1962. Are you there, Michelle?
Hello.
Hello, how are you?
Very good, how are you?
Good.
My birthday's coming up, so I thought I'd call in and see what the coming year looks like.
Yeah, so what's going on in your life these days?
Any good stuff I should sort of focus on? I know there's always the balance of good and bad.
Well, what would you like? What would you like? What's on your little list of things you'd like to have?
kind of more of the same. Last year was pretty good.
Oh, okay.
So, relationships are a big issue. Difficult out there in the world these days.
Yeah, well, especially for somebody who worships their freedom.
Absolutely.
Which is you. So you don't know what kind of relationship you actually
like
want.
Me.
Maybe you need a boyfriend who lives 3,000 miles away. So he won't bug you too much.
That's funny. I do have one in another country.
Oh, well, that's very, very, very perfect. Anyway, love is in your future. Absolutely. You're going to have a really nice, pleasant love affair with a very powerful man in March or April. And this is a great year for you to move, even change careers. Anything that involves change in a big way would be fantastic for you this year.
Did
you get all that?
Yes. Change in relationships, perhaps? Maybe it's not so good to have a relationship across 3,000 miles away. Maybe.
What if you met somebody who's really powerful and he says, hey, and you fall in love with him and he says, I want you to come with me to Europe or whatever, you know, like that. I don't know. I don't know exactly what it
is. I'd have to get a divorce and...
Oh, my God, another married woman.
No, I'm just kidding. That's interesting that you said that. I thought you were joking when you said that, because isn't that what every woman wants to hear?
I don't know, but I know that's what you have in cards.
That they're going to meet a powerful man and fall in love in March?
Yep, pretty much.
Well, we could just stop there.
I know. What else do you need? I mean, come on. That's the whole...
I don't know.
That's the whole... that's pretty much the whole
thing. How does the rest of the year look?
What? You just need to stay focused on the fact that this is coming your way and that you should be open and ready to change or move at a drop of a hat. When you see an opportunity for a huge shift, whether it's with work or moving to another place, any of those, you should just like, it's favored this year, so you just go with it. You don't have
to worry,
is this going to be a good move or a bad move? It is a good move. You understand?
Mm-hmm.
It is a good change. Whatever it is, whatever shows up for you this year, you just take advantage of it because it's in a very auspiciously good position. Okay? That's how we work the cards. This is how you work it. You follow what's good and you follow it. You go with it. And then you watch the magic happen. Every year has challenges.
Your work with the cards. It's very helpful.
There's no such thing as a perfect year. Every year has a Pluto card. Every year has a Saturn card. And there are always challenges every year. But more or less, this is going to be a great year for you with some really fun things.
Would I be in my Neptune year, according to the information you gave earlier?
Yes, you are in your Neptune year. Good, good calculating.
Well,
or you will be on your next
waiting
birthday.
Waiting to get on the phone with you to calculate. And so next year, I would be going to Mercury.
No, you're in the Neptune year on your next birthday. I'm sorry.
On the next birthday, okay.
Yeah, you're in the Uranus year right now. You're going into a Neptune year.
I'm going into the Neptune year, which is when I find my dream man.
Yep.
And I better be available for him. Can I ask you a question? When you looked at that, is that a new person, or could that be just someone that I currently know that? Perhaps.
The cards don't say whether it's somebody new or somebody you already know.
Okay.
They don't tell you that.
The only thing
we know from the cards is that it's a powerful man. It's a very powerful man. Okay?
Okay.
You know, probably an older man who is very successful. That's how it plays out. It's a King of Spades we're talking about. You know, and King of Spades is the most powerful card in the deck. So it doesn't mean he's going to be a King of Spades. It's just it's an archetype for a very successful, very powerful person.
Got it. Okay.
Okay, good. I think you're all set then.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate the information.
Okay. It's nice having you on the show, Michelle. Have a great night.
Thank you.
Okay. Let's see here. We're going to take another break. Let me pull up my other song here. Where is it? Where is that song? Here it is. This is called Seasons Change. And when we come back from this break, we'll be taking your calls. That was my song. I hope you enjoyed it. Okay, we have one more caller. And if anybody else wants to call, we have a little extra time tonight. So if anybody wants to get in one last call, call in right now. First person who calls will get in. In the meantime, we're going to talk to Sharon from Oregon. Her birthday is May the 6th, 1966. Are you there, Sharon?
I am here.
Welcome to the show. I can hear you.
Excellent. So, I'm good. How are you?
Good. So, are you familiar with the card system at all?
Yes, I am. I actually have a small and obscure question for you. Are you ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
Okay. Do you happen to remember when Arnie Lean's birthday is?
Yes, I do. I don't know
Kennedy.
The year of it, but I do know his birthday.
Okay.
He's a Pisces 3 of Diamonds.
which means?
I think it's the February 20-something, like 23rd or 4th or something like that. It's early, the early one.
There it is, the 22nd. No, that's, yeah, Feb 22nd. Feb 22nd, huh, okay.
Yep.
Interesting. How long were you, how long did you work with him?
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I got mixed up. That's Oldie Richmond's birthday.
I was thinking that didn't feel right. Yeah, okay. So how about Arnie Lane
was a Cancer, eight of diamonds. I'm sorry.
Eight of diamonds.
Yeah, he was an eight of diamonds, ten of clubs, Cancer.
So that would make him...
I think it was July 7th. Yeah, July
7th. July 7th.
When I met him, he was... he already had cancer, and he had already outlived his doctor's prognosis. I didn't know him for that, but that's what had transpired before I met him.
Mm-hmm.
But he wasn't doing too well. He would get very tired, mm-hmm. and he could only teach for, you know, just so long, and then he would just couldn't teach, and he couldn't teach because he got really tired. So I got as many classes with him as I could,
mm-hmm.
You know, with his
condition. I see. So this wasn't like one-on-one, or these were actual classes he taught?
It was a group class.
Mm-hmm.
I attended a group class, and then after that completed, I took as many one-on-one classes with him as he would give me.
Cool.
With his condition. And I think that sort of was like about a six-month period of time. And then he got really sick and stopped teaching. And the next thing I heard, he had passed away.
Mm-hmm. Do you remember what year that was? 92, perhaps?
I think it was actually earlier than that. I think it was around 1989 or 88.
I think it was later because he commented on my upcoming marriage, which was 91.
Oh, okay.
But I'm trying to remember.
It could be, but my book was published in 89, and I thought he'd already
passed away,
but I could be wrong.
Actually, that could be.
Yeah.
Interesting. So do you happen to remember what year he was born?
No, I don't. Okay. I don't know. I think he was around in his 60s, though, when I met him, and that was in the late 80s.
Right.
So.
Okay. Cool.
All right,
Thank
well, that's an interesting question, one I don't hear too often.
No, I bet. Okay, that's all. Thank you.
Well, thanks for being on the show.
Yep. Talk
all
to
right.
you
again. Good night.
Bye-bye.
Okay, and we have time for Heather, who is February 18th, 1982. Are you there, Heather?
Yep, and I was at 72.
72, that's right. Sorry.
No problem.
And how are you this evening?
I'm doing pretty good. Thank you.
And you are a seven of diamonds and a king of hearts.
Yes, I am.
And that king of hearts gives you a lot more power than the average seven of diamonds.
Yeah, and it's a good thing. I enjoy it.
Oh, that's good. Glad to hear that. What's on your mind this evening? Is it a question about love?
Oh, of course. definite big part. Well, I do a lot of spiritual work on myself. In my life and with my my friends, family, and clients, and I really am looking forward to having a year that maybe is a little bit more uplifting. Last year was very heavy and very very challenging and very growing, mm-hmm. and I'm ready to maybe have a relationship soon, and I am just curious what you think it might look like this year.
Well, let's see here. You're going to meet somebody right after your birthday, that's for certain. It's going to be, I don't know if it'll be very long-lasting, but it might be. You won't have to wait too long. But honestly, it doesn't look like it's the theme of the year, you know, not the most important thing for you this year. Because you have a five of clubs long range and you have a three of spades long range. So there's a lot more things going on than just relationships for you in this coming year.
Mhm. Do you see when it looks like there might be, or maybe give me more of a focus on what this year is going to be about?
Well, Five of Clubs means basically, I mean, I had a Five of Clubs long range, and I just, the whole year, I wanted to be somewhere else, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I kept having dreams of jumping on a motorcycle and traveling cross country. It's like you get real itchy, you get dissatisfied with things, and you want change. You seek change in some form with a Five mm-hmm. of Clubs like that. So, but that's part of a cycle that helps us to kind of grow beyond where we are. It might, mm-hmm. you know, it might cause you to move or something like that. The Three of Spades is an artist card, so who knows? You might get being involved in something creative in this coming year.
Mm-hmm. And what about the Jupiter year? I mean, am I in a Jupiter year this year?
Yes, you will be on your next birthday.
Okay.
And Jupiter years are especially nice because things that you're hoping and wishing for will just come true. They'll just come true without any effort on your part. Sometimes it takes us by surprise, the Jupiter year. Like we weren't even expecting that we would ever get the thing that we got.
Mm-hmm.
It's but
like, it probably won't be a relationship.
No, it could be, if that's what you really want, sure. It certainly could mm-hmm. be a relationship. Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, with that in mind, I mean, you could meet somebody. Like I said, you're going to meet somebody right after your birthday. I just don't know if it's going to last, because generally speaking, relationships that start in Mercury don't last long. It's
mm-hmm.
not like the hard and fast, but it's a general rule of thumb that relationships that start in the Mercury period are short-lived. Okay.
Yeah. Well, short-lived one would be fine as long as it's with, you know.
Better than nothing. It could
well,
be a warm-up.
Yeah, and, you know,
could be a warm-up
for
something
that
better.
More mature,
you know,
kind of older man coming along. And so...
I'm sorry, what did
you
say?
So I guess when I'm looking in my spreads, looking for kings and, you know.
Let's see here. Let me just see. There's no king showing up in this Mercury period of yours, which is right after your birthday.
Mm-hmm.
No king or, you know, no indication of that at that time. Doesn't mean it won't happen, but there's definitely mm-hmm. going to be somebody showing up.
And what card makes you think that?
Well, because you have a Queen of Hearts there and you have an Ace of Hearts there. That's why.
Okay.
And those are the cards of relationships. So I would say it's pretty much a sure thing.
The King of Diamonds and Jupiter?
Jupiter is not considered relationship energy. Jupiter is all about business.
So just business and maybe good business?
Yes. Like, you need to look for hearts if you want to find love, generally speaking.
Hearts. Well, good business this year sounds great, too. So
You have great cards in Jupiter. I think as far as business goes, you're going to do fantastic. I don't see any problems.
Okay.
Yeah. That's going to be good.
Great. All righty.
Always something good to look forward to.
Well, I hope so, because I've had a really hard year last year. That Four of Spades. Just definitely
six of spades Pluto.
Kicked me around a little bit.
You had a six of spades Pluto, didn't you? Let's see, or was it? Let's see. Oh no, let me see. You had a four spades long range, huh? Oh, the two fives you had long range in your ruling card spread. That might have had something to do with it. Were there financial problems or changes that were really difficult?
I don't know what really to call it. Besides, I had a humongous spiritual enlightenment happen where I, my body just kind of went into a really deep, deep, deep illness for almost 6 months, and I pretty much had to stay at home and face myself and no one else for a long time.
Oh,
and
wow.
It was a beautiful blessing, but it was really, really hard work. I'm excited to be coming out of it and facing the world again as a different person, a better person, you know.
You know, Seven of Diamonds
seven
people.
Seven of Diamonds experience.
Seven of Diamonds have every year, every other year, they're either on the Nine of Hearts place or the Seven of Diamonds place.
Yeah, how do I tell that? I haven't figured out how to do that.
Well, I can tell you, this year was a Nine of Hearts year, and next year will be a Seven of Diamonds year. And like, it goes almost from one extreme to the other for Seven of Diamonds people, you know? Because Nine of Hearts is, like, really difficult, generally speaking. And Seven of Diamonds is a lot better. It's a Venus-Venus position. Usually life is easier in that year. So you've had this sort of extremes. So now you're going back to the love year. The Seven of Diamonds year is a love year.
And that's what will be on my birthday coming up.
That's correct.
Okay.
And your next birthday. All right?
Okay. Great. Thank you so much for your time. I really appreciate it.
Have a great year, and be sure to call us back after you meet somebody in your Mercury period.
Sounds great. I will.
All right. Have a great night.
Thank you. You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. So I want to apologize to everybody. We had some technical difficulties earlier in the show. There were some of the lines that weren't working. But I think the good news is that we don't have a show that follows us now, on at least for a while. I'll be able to spend more time and do more readings, and we won't have to end quite as early. I do want you to know that I'm going to be traveling. If any of you are in the Tampa Bay area this next Sunday, let me think, is it next Sunday? Yeah, next Sunday, the 10th of January, I'm going to be in Tampa giving a talk at a bookstore there. I'm not publishing it on my website, but if you're interested, if you know anybody who wants to come to the talk, it's a free talk about the cards, you can email me and I'll send you the information on where it's at. But for that same reason, I'm not going to be here next Monday. Next Monday's show won't be happening. We'll just have a rerun of a previous show, but I'll be back in 2 weeks, okay? So I want to appreciate your flexibility and you guys, and I apologize again for the technical problems we were having. But I'll see you again in 2 weeks, and have a great time until then with this new year, and have a lot of new things happening in your life so you can take advantage of these blessed energies that are prevalent for all of us. This is Robert Lee Camp saying good night. We're going to start the end, as we always do, with the Gayatri mantra from my CD, Bhakti Rock. Good night.
Om Purvama Swaha Tatsavitur Varinyam Bhargo Devasya Dhimahi Deyo Yo Na Prachodayam Om Purvama Swaha Tatsavitur Varinyam Bhargo Devasya Dhimahi Deyo Yo Na Prachodayam Om Guru Bhuvah Swaha Tat Savitur.
Churavani Vinyam Bhargo Devasya Vimahi Deyo Yona Prachodaya Om Bhurbhuva Svaha Tat Savitur Vari Vinyam Bhargo Devasya Vimahi Deyo Yona Prachodaya Sure.